The following is a presentation of Project Independence and WCWP. Project Independence is the Aging in Place Initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. We provide programs and services designed to assist and support the older town residents who wish to remain in their homes as they age. If we don't currently provide a service, we will try and connect you to that service. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome to Project Independence and you.
Welcome to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Otto Loos.
Good morning, John.
Always a pleasure to see Otto.
Always a pleasure
and
to be here.
Going to our first guest, actually, I was just saying, half-jokingly, this is going to be Otto's show today, because we have with us Barry Klitzberg, and I know Barry for quite some time. He's done different programs with us, and he's Assistant Program Coordinator at Nassau County HICAP, H-I-C-A-P. Am I saying it right?
HICAP.
Oh, HICAP. HICAP. And what we're going to be talking about is the Medicare 2019 updates, which is currently going on until December 8th.
Right.
And I know what I learned this from you
but
last year.
How you're on Medicare now.
No, I'm not.
Oh, you didn't get there yet.
I know. I had to apply. No, I did all my applications, but I'm still working and I have insurance, so I have Part A.
Right.
I don't even know if I use Part A. I don't have no idea. I just have it in my wallet. but the other stuff I don't use. I use for doctors, etc. Actually, that's a question. If I was to go into the hospital, do I use Medicare?
Well, to answer this question, well, first I want to say HICAP.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
HICAP stands for Health Insurance Information Counseling and Assistance Program.
Okay.
It's federally funded and it's free for all people who have Medicare, their families, to navigate the Medicare maze. And John's question is actually fairly common. If you are on Medicare, but you're working or you're eligible for Medicare,
right,
and you're working and covered by an employer group health plan.
Right.
Depending on the size of the employer, but Medicare would be secondary.
Okay.
So you could use your Medicare if your other insurance doesn't cover everything you need and Medicare can supplement.
That's just for the hospital.
That's for hospital and medical, but medical has a premium of $134.
Right.
It's going to $135.50. I tell people if you have good coverage at your job, don't pick up the Part B, save the premium until you retire or no longer have your employer group health plan. Then you pick up Part B without a penalty or a late enrollment problems like that, and then you pick up Medicare then. But for someone in your situation, I would say save the $135 right now, buy me a case of beer, and when you're going to retire, you would call Social Security, they would send you the form, or I could send you the form to apply for Medicare Part B.
Okay. See, now I'm on the flip side. Medicare is my primary.
Right.
And what we're going to talk about is the secondary, which could be
There are a lot of options, and that's. I'm very glad that you have me on your program so we could talk about that. if you have Medicare, now is the time for you to really go back and look at a couple of things. First, hopefully you got your new Medicare and You handbook for 2019. And you should also look at your mail. And this is something that I've been stressing for years. If you get a package of information or a letter from your plan telling you the annual notice of changes.
Right.
Exactly. Just what you're holding there. I wish we had a camera here.
Yeah.
But every plan is required to send its members the changes for the following year. And that should have gone to you in October, telling you changes in premiums, changes in co-payments, changes in their drug formularies. So all those things need to be looked at very carefully to see if that plan still works for you next year. And if not, you have a lot of choices you could make. You could switch plans. If you're in a prescription drug plan, you could switch that. If you have a plan from your employer, a retirement benefit, I usually tell people to think long and hard before dropping that, because if you drop it, you may not be able to get it back. So those are usually like the gold standard. They have good coverage. They cover your prescriptions. So you have to be very cautious about dropping that. Usually it's a union benefit or a large company that has a benefit. Government employees of various levels of government get retirement benefits. Those you really need to think about dropping very carefully. Well, but if you have a Medicare Advantage or a Medicare prescription drug plan, you should check that every year.
I had that corporation with insurance, and the corporation decided to get out of the insurance business, and they did give us a subsidy, but that put us out on the marketplace.
That's becoming more common now, where companies that gave health benefits decided it's becoming too expensive, and sometimes the plans they selected were not the best plans for their retirees, so they would then give an amount of money, a stipend, like you said.
Right.
Say, here, you can buy your own insurance. We're going to pay for it or pay part of it, but you have to make that choice. And that actually gives you some flexibility on how you want to receive your health care and what plan might work best for you.
I did go through the exercise, sorry, but Medicare.com and the company also had a company that provided counseling like you do at no cost. And it's quite a process you have to go through in order to figure out, do you want to go with a Medigap or do you want to go with Medicare Advantage?
Well, there are advantages to both.
Right.
And without knowing a person's individual health situation and their budget, I couldn't recommend a blanket, you know, company or a blanket way of getting your health care. But everybody can call us at our number, which, can I give that number?
Absolutely.
Now? It's 516-485-3754. We can guide you through it. We can walk you through it if you have a computer, how to enter your information to get back what will work best for you. And it shows up on the screen, your estimated drug costs for the year, other costs, other benefits that the plan has. Medicare Advantage plans frequently offer vision, dental and hearing benefits, which Medicare cannot cover by law, and the Medigap plans cannot cover that. So the Medicare Advantage might work for people who need that service. Again, there are restrictions with Medicare Advantage in terms of networks. Some are open, some are closed, and Medigap then gives you the flexibility to see any doctor in the Medicare program.
Yeah, I ended up with Medigap because I wanted to have my doctors. And I think one of the exercises I had to go through was, do I want to put up more money up front for the premiums? Because as I understand it, then that minimizes co-pays or what you might pay out of pocket if you pay more up front. But as you pointed out, I learned the hard way, too, that you have to go through this whole drill, if you will, with a lot of variables. Like, there seems to be a big push right now. I see a lot of ads for Medicare Advantage. It seems this year more than ever to me. And I don't know if the feeling, it's almost like they're pushing people toward that. Or is that because this is a business that...
Well, part of it is because it is a business. Part of it is, I think, there is a trend for people to sign up for Medicare Advantage for those other benefits and for the lower premiums. But like you say, if you go to traditional Medigap like you did, you could have more flexibility in terms of seeing your doctors. If you travel a lot out of the area, you can, by definition, be out of a network. So you want to make sure that if you do travel, the plan you have, whether it's Medigap, which would cover you, or Medicare Advantage, which can cover you depending on the type of plan, but you need, that has to be a factor. I mean, I get a lot of people that are snowbirds, and they travel for 6 months to warm weather climates, Arizona and Florida. And I recommend to them, I said, let's find a plan that either has your doctors in the network where you're going, or go back to Medigap. You'll pay more premium in terms of premium, but you might have a smaller copay or financial responsibility at the other end.
If now, you're like, using the doctors a lot.
That also is one of the factors taken into account.
Right, right.
There are different Medigap plans that will cover you from day one. Some don't cover the deductible, but could be a better value. And some, there's a plan that you pay $20 a visit, but the premium is $900 a year less than some of the other plans. So I tell folks in that case, if you're going to the doctor 45 times a year, that plan doesn't work for you because 45 times 90
okay.
is your 900. But there are other plans that are not the highest option, but maybe a better value.
Yeah, I found that out also. You have like Plan F,
right.
Which I think, you know, we're not selling anything here. But
it's a very popular plan.
Yeah, and you know, the bottom, what I'm saying, though, is that Plan F just means that.
I'm going to take a second.
Yeah.
What's Plan F?
Well, there's like, I don't know all the letters, but there's like within Medigap.
A, B, C, and D.
Well, there's A through N.
No, that's Medicare. This is Medigap.
Well, these are Medigap plans, yeah. A through N.
Yeah, right.
Oh, F A is one of N. them, and F is the highest level of benefit. It covers everything that any Medigap can cover.
Yeah, it has a high premium, but you basically don't pay anything after that. But the thing is that if you look up Plan F, there are multiple companies with the same plan. I think by law, the plan has to be the same.
You're right.
But they can charge a different premium. So you look at which company do you feel comfortable with, I guess, and what the premium differences are for the same policy, basically.
Yeah, and when Congress passed that law to standardize the plans, it made it a lot easier for people to pick a plan in that band, in that range, because then you're just comparing cost, basically, because service is pretty much the same, and the benefits by law have to be identical. So all Plan F plans cover the exact same thing, all Plan G, all Plan N. They all cover the same thing within that band.
Right.
Yeah, so it's a matter of looking at the price and the differences, without mentioning any company's names, can be very dramatic.
Right.
So I have A, B, C, and D, Medicare.
That's different. A plan.
And then Medigap comes in where?
There's Part A through Part D. Part A is hospital. Part B is medical. Part C is also known as Medicare Advantage. Part D is the prescription drug benefit.
Right.
Medicare Advantage frequently cover the Part D, the prescription drug benefit, too. But Medigaps go from A through N.
It's a whole different world.
Okay. Right. It's basically, how do you want to fill in the gaps in Medicare?
That's the supplement to Medicare.
Right, right. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the drug Part D, that's separate from what we were just talking about. Like Plan F is not for drugs. That covers A and B, I guess, right?
Right.
Medicare A and B.
None of the Medigap plans cover drugs now. The ones that are being sold today cover drugs.
Right. And that's the same story there. You got some shopping to do for Plan D. I went through the drill where you put in all your drugs, and basically you can compare what one company says versus another one.
That I remember you talked about.
Yeah. And it's pretty complicated. I mean, people who are computer literate can do a lot of it themselves. People who are not computer literate could use definitely somebody like HICAP to we could be talking Greek to people who might be listening to this right now. And you really need people.
Well, last year was just the beginning. It was confusing. I mean, I'm not doing it, so therefore you're not grasping it 100%. But it really is. It's almost ridiculous.
Well, I get people that call and they say, can I come in to see you?
Yeah.
And we have people that walk in, we make appointments, they come in. And what I do is I turn the computer around and I show them that there's no magic to this. But it's intimidating when you first get started.
Oh, 100%.
Because where do you start? It's like a lot of other websites. But here it's more interactive because you've got to enter your information, and then it will come back and tell you, if you want a Medicare Advantage, these are the plans that could work best for you in order by cost. And if you just want a prescription plan, like you've got a Medigap plan, like you have, then you can look just for prescription plans, and it will tell you an estimate of the total drug costs, including your premiums and deductibles, if there are any, and then how much you would pay for drugs based on what you entered.
And that drug thing gets complicated because every company rates the drugs a little bit differently with that formulary thing. You know, they have tiers, and then they have not covered. And if it's not covered, then it costs whatever the manufacturer's cost is.
You've got to look at just not the numbers, but the big picture. Because some plans have a higher premium, but your estimated overall cost could be lower. So you need to look at that, not just how much am I paying every month, but how much am I getting in terms of my benefit. So how much will my drugs cost? If a drug isn't on the formulary, but it's an inexpensive generic, that may not be a big issue. But if it's an expensive brand name drug, that's a problem, possibly.
Yeah.
And the thing to remember also, and I just want to throw this in, that infamous donut hole, which is the coverage gap where Medicare prescription plans don't cover drugs when you hit a certain level. That's going away for brand name drugs next year in 2019 and for generics in 2020. So it's not going to be that much of an issue in the future.
You know, something that I thought about.
Hold the thought.
Yeah.
We're going to go into a break. Yeah. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back with Barry Klitzberg and Otto.